CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF. CMN Network, MI2. MI2 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF.
KB8OE. KB8OE, 88CJ. What's going on, dude? I haven't heard from you in a while. Nope, just working and tearing stuff apart in the house and waiting for it to not be so freezing cold out. Sound an awful lot like me. I'm a little too tender to do this. I still got Arctic turnout gear, but I can't keep my hands warm. Yeah, I got two places I gotta put together to sell. So, good times with that. Yeah, I know a guy who can come with a trailer and take all your stuff that you don't need. Let me know, I'll get you his number. Yeah, I got an antenna in this room with me, and that's the only antenna that I got right now. It's the same antenna that I had in the house at the old place, so it was hanging on the balcony. Now it's just kind of chilling in my office here, hooked to a tripod. I gotta wait for it to get nicer out so I can go outside and put it up on the roof. I plan on putting this one up and putting up my ICOM HF antenna too, so it's got to be nicer out. It's terrible out right now. Yeah, what, are you back out of civilization about like you were before? I haven't seen your new place yet. Yeah, we're about 5 miles north by northeast from the old place, so it's not too far. I think I updated my QRZ page and everything already. I got to get to the county clerk and update my CPL, but other than that, I'm fully updated.
Better have your documentation right on your hand cannon. You don't want to run into any ice, they might whisk you off to Africa or something.
I take vacations. missions to the third world willingly. I'm good with that. Like they can keep me out.
I was called White Boy on my page by my ex-girlfriend's sister, who they're Plains Indians. She was all worried she's gonna get snatched up. I said, you know, I can't help your mental condition, but your family's been here a long time, lady.
Yeah, I don't think I'll put myself in any of the situations where I might get snatched up by an ICE officer. I think I'm okay. Not going to go to Minnesota anytime soon. I've got a couple customers up there, but I'll just let them know that I'm not willing to travel to their area. I don't know. Sounds like a nightmare. In any case, 88 CJ.
KB8OLE, I got a buddy that's does a lot of sales in boats. He's quite a bit up the ladder in the company he works for. And they had a show downtown. He said, I'm like two blocks from this crap. I said, don't go rustling any potential perpetrators out of any ICE people's or ICE police's hands, and you should be all right. And he laughed. But, yeah, he was, like, two blocks away from that. And he says, it's nuts. He says, you can't even drive through there at the time, you know. I don't know what it's like now, but I'm not traveling there. I'm not even going to any of the places. They got a bunch of them up in Traverse and down in Dearbornistan, too.
Yeah, right on, yeah. No, I got a couple customers that are in downtown Minneapolis, and they didn't mention anything, and I didn't ask. A lot of law firms, right? So I think they try to stay quiet on some of this stuff. They don't want to damage their business in any way. So yeah, a lot of law firms. Actually, one of our big law firms is going live right now with our products, and they're in downtown Minneapolis.
Right on. Yeah, when I set up my business page, there will be no indication of anything right or left, and I don't care what anybody says. They can ask me on that page, and I ain't saying nothing, but my own personal page is polluted. I can't even advertise on Marketplace until the middle of March.
You're such a bad boy, yeah. I try to go on Marketplace, and the problem is I took the app off my phone, the Facebook app. So I don't have a Facebook app on my phone. And because I took the Facebook app off my phone, they try to punish me because you can't use the browser on your phone. It will take you all over the world in pages that don't exist, and you can't go to Marketplace. And if you click the button that says load the desktop site, then they mess with you even more. None of it lines up on purpose, you know. They kind of have to go out of their way to screw it up now. So they just really want in your phone as a problem, and I don't really feel like letting them in my phone. So I think I uninstalled all the Facebook stuff from my phone. I started getting funny advertisements for things that I talk about, and I'm just like, all right, that's enough of that. It probably still happening, but at least I know that Facebook isn't doing it.
That guy that's in Russia right now, I debated doing like him and just cutting the both cameras and the microphone off the board and working Bluetooth when I needed it. I've Chance, you know me, I'm going to test the water, so I went with the browser and then tried to do it, and then I done it on the computer, and it gets pretty flaky on the computer, and like you said, it don't, I think you're getting that place ready right now, it don't act right when you try to use it on a browser on the phone at all. So they want you to have all that information in there. They're firing off your microphone, and you know it, what's that doing for your speed on your phone? I mean, the computer on your phone, your processor on your phone's got to be just jammed up.
Yeah, I bet you my battery would last a lot longer if they weren't constantly listening. I was working on something, forget what I was working on, I tell you what, I was working on this thing, I can't remember what it was, carpet or something, and my phone, not less than five times, the stupid Siri pops on and says, "I'm sorry, I didn't understand." And the last time I said, "I wasn't effing talking to you," and it turned off. I was like, "Oh, that's pretty good. Maybe it will take a hit."
One of the lunatics I was dating, she was real tight with a cop down in, not Oxford, Waterford area, and way too tight. And some stuff went down, and I dumped her. And boy, I'll tell you what, I shouldn't have did that, but I couldn't get away from her any other way. And then a few things went on, and I have to tell you about it sometime. But it was pretty obvious that it was following me. I mean, because the path to get to my dad's place is right by this chick's grandmother's, and I drove by and there's a car there. So apparently she must have went out and filed some paperwork or something, but it was hilarious. And everybody that got near her, it wouldn't transfer from the main page to, I couldn't go, I had to go directly in my email, in my private messages, and contact them directly. It was nuts, but I could tell that the algorithm was screwed up, and I had talked to my buddy, and he said, I'll call you in a minute when I get out of the restaurant. Sure enough, he said, like 20 seconds after you said something, she come walking into the restaurant. I said, "Yeah." I said, "And it's like six of you. It's like, it's going on with like six of you." And he says, "Yeah, that would be, that'd be Fat Chad's place and something or other else." I said, "Yeah, I don't want to know no more because they're talking through Facebook."
You pick them, that's for sure. You pick them. I guess this one you got picked now is pretty okay, huh? Seems like you found something.
Saved my life, buddy. And I'll tell you what, nicest person. You know what? I don't want to blow her head up. She's in there listening. Got a radio in the house, a couple radios in the house, actually. I don't want to blow her head up too much, but this is a game changer, this one. And things are going to pop this summer for sure.
Yeah, right on. Right on. That's cool. I was going to ask you, you pick a direction yet that you're headed, or are you just headed whichever way the wind blows?
I'm actually thinking either somewhere up by where you're describing where you're at, or up here around, and we missed out on that one deal that was like 7 acres, but the location wasn't quite right, but it was two properties adjoining, and they couldn't get the paperwork on it because the bank's not going to loan like that, right? Half of it was commercial, and the other half didn't have a driveway, and it had a shared well, and but, you know, he wanted cashed out, but, you know, he apparently got the property split and bumped up $100,000. But it would have been just about perfect for the next phase, but it wouldn't have given me a runway for ultralights.
Yeah, that's cool. There's a couple properties on Jones Road. I live on Jones now. So Jones Road, just south of 90, there's a couple pieces of land. One's heavily wooded, so you wouldn't have an ultralight there, but I don't know how much land comes with it. It's either up for sale or it's definitely going up for sale. It looks like somebody's, grandpa or something passed, and the house has been vacant for a while. And then the other side of the road, the house, it's a small house, but it looks like it's been recently completely redone. And I think that's on like 4 or 5 acres there. But they're both, the one is up for sale now. There might be two on the road there for sale. But there's at least another one that's headed that way here soon. And they've been cleaning out furniture and, you know, stuff that looks like it's from the 70s. But, you know, it's the bones that count.
KB8OLE, you're up there by where Walt used to live.
And I'm south of 90. I'm south of 90. But yeah, it's a little bit, like between me and Roger is where he was. Roger's up there in Clifford. I haven't talked to Roger in a long time. Randomly, before I moved off out of the other house, he just randomly appeared in my driveway one day, and that's the last time I've seen him.
Well, it's a shame he's not on here, raising Kane on here. I miss old Walt, man. That guy was nuttier than a bug, but I really liked him, and he was a decent old dude, you know, and people can say whatever they want about that nutty bugger, but, you know, I miss him, and I didn't have enough time to spend with him, but once I got him set up with that antenna, and I knew he could raise some hell on 80, then, you know, I was back to doing what I was doing and chasing the ladies back then, you know.
Yeah, right on. He was definitely a character. Hey, I gotta drop. I got a phone call coming in, so I'll catch you later. Maybe a little bit later on the radio here or whatever. 88 CJ.
Chance, yeah, nice hearing from you. I monitor this thing just about 24/7. At least as much as I can. If there's an emergency out there, I'll be able to pounce on it. You'll hear me come back to radio checks once in a while. People swapping out microphones and whatnot. I'll talk to you probably sooner than later. Some 3, this is KB8OOE.
CMN Network, MI2.
KV8 Olathe.
I'm on my way back. KF8 VLF.
Hey, thanks for the warning. We gotta get Phil and Gary up here so we can program all those radios, so it's easier to switch over to Simplex, because this is actually too close to use a repeater. It'll wash out the front ends of both of these cheap radios, so that's why it wasn't working earlier.
Sounds like a great idea, honey.
That junk radio doesn't really sound that bad. I'm shocked. All right, I'll see you in a minute. Give me an Ollie.
MIT Network. CNN Network. This is the CNN Network, MIT.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo.
CMN Network, VHF.
NABDS.
CMN Network, MI2. MIT Network.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2.
Protecting.
CMN Network, VHF.
CQ KF8 FMG.
CMN Network, MI2.
How's it going, FUN? What you got going on?
Nothing much. KF8 FNG, this is KF8 FQN. I'm using Echolink right now. I switched. Are you still there?
Gotcha, coming in a little staticky. I'm over at 12 Mile in Jefferson. I might be a little out of area.
Roger that. All right, I switched back to my actual radio.
I got this repeater listed as Mount Clemens, and I'm currently headed that way, so I should be getting better here.
Roger, yeah, I got you at about a 5.9. What about me?
Sounded good now, nice and clear.
Sorry, Roger, yeah, I'm yelling in my microphone. There isn't too much gain on the or on the mic. Yeah, I use my rat tail for portability. It works, but this metal pot was a 10 times better. Normally, I wouldn't be able to get in the repeater without the pot. I'm upstairs. You can see indoors, so that's probably why.
Good talking to you, KF8 FMG.
MI2 Network. CMN Network.
This is KF8 FQN with me.
is KFASQN listening. Oh, this is KFASQN. Sorry about that.
This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF.